He was literally out in the field tending the sheep, and then boom, he's anointed, he's king of Israel. As far as I can tell, after he was anointed king of Israel, he went back to shepherding. He just went right back out in the field. Even before he was anointed, I had to imagine Dave wanted to do something more with his life than shepherd. Like maybe he wanted to, maybe he had ambitions or dreams of being something else or moving higher up in the shepherding chain. I don't know. But can you imagine if you were anointed king and you're sitting out in the field, like, why am I out here watching these sheep? Like, technically, I'm the king of Israel. I should be doing something more with my life. I'm right here shepherding. I want to be over there leading this country in the direction that Saul is not leading this country. He could have used the time that he was shepherding to come up with plans and plots and schemes about how to get from here, shepherding, to over there being the king. But he didn't spend his time doing that. What he spent his time doing was contemplating God, possibly writing psalms. I'm assuming some of those were written while he was out shepherding the sheep, playing the harp, not I almost said lute, playing the harp, shepherding the flock, and practicing his, you know, his survival skills, like slinging a sling. Instead of being blinded by the goal about where he wanted to be, he was focusing on the things that he had around him right then. And what he probably didn't realize was while he was doing those seemingly normal everyday things, he was actually building a skill set that was going to prepare him for greatness. Because in chapter 17, we know that David was invited by Saul to play the harp for him. And then eventually he went out and he went up against the seemingly insurmountable odds of battling like this giant, literal giant, and he defeated him. Just absolutely astonishing things. So, like I said, David was a humble shepherd. And after he was anointed, he could have been out in that field thinking, you know, shepherding is really below me. I'm the king here. I'm like, what am I really doing? I should be kinging, not shepherding. He could have thought, I'm here. I'm a shepherd. I want to be over there. I want to be the king. And he could have been blinded by that goal. But if he was blinded by that goal, he would not have been prepared for the important tasks later. He wasn't frustrated by the lack of perceived progress. He was living where he was, taking advantage of the benefits of his current situation. And he was building his skill set, and eventually great things happened because of that. He wasn't just contemplating God. The time he spent contemplating God allowed him to come to know God more fully, to understand the true power and the nature of God, and understand David's role and humans in general role in relation to God. That's what he was building when he was thinking about God. When he was writing Psalms, he was encouraging himself. He was encouraging people in his immediate time. And here we are thousands of years later, and we're still encouraged by the Psalms that he wrote. He wasn't just practicing the harp to pass the time while he was watching the sheep. That harp was what got him into Saul's palace, because Saul said, I need a guy that can play the harp for me. And that's how David got in, and he met Jonathan, and the whole story picked up from there. He wasn't just shepherding a flock. He was learning a metaphor about God's love for us, for humanity. He was learning how to be a leader and how to protect the people that were depending on him. Very valuable skills for what he would face as a king one day. And of course, he wasn't just practicing slinging a rock to protect his flock. He was practicing with a very valuable skill set that would help him defeat the seemingly impossible to defeat foe. He wasn't so focused on how to become king that he didn't learn valuable skills that eventually helped him become king. And similarly, if we forget about David for a second here and we focus on Paul, Paul had a very similar situation. Paul was in prison in the Book of Philippians, chapter 1. He could have said, okay, I'm here, I'm in prison. I want to be over there. I want to be with the congregations that I've started. I want to be starting other congregations. He could have been blinded by the goal of getting out of prison that he ignored the advantages of his current situation. But he didn't do that. He absorbed the spiritual benefits that he could. He had a unique position, and he found ways to be fruitful in that situation. And we know from Philippians chapter 1 that because Paul found ways to be fruitful in his unique situation, that the cause of Christ became well known throughout the Praetorian Guard and to everybody else. And one of the outcomes from that was that the Christians around him had far more courage to speak the word of God without fear. So that's two examples. There are several other examples in the Bible. People that weren't satisfied with where they were, they wanted to be somewhere else, but it didn't matter. They found ways to be fruitful right where they were. They were still working on getting over there, but they said, you know what, I'm going to be fruitful here, and then hopefully I'll get over there at some point. I say all that to say this. Yeah, if it's the New Year's, people make resolutions. And we are already 7 days into, I don't know what to say, the seventh, something like that. We're a week into the new year. Maybe your resolutions aren't going so great. Some people hang it up already by this point in time. Maybe you aren't seeing the progress that you want. Don't be frustrated by your lack of progress. Don't be frustrated sitting here saying, I want to be there, but I'm not there. Remember in your mind that there are people in the Bible, examples in the Bible, like David, like Paul, and others that I didn't have time to mention. God might be delaying your progress for a reason. God might have better plans for you. Take advantage of where you are and find ways to be fruitful where you are. And yeah, still work towards that goal, but be fruitful where you are, like David, like Paul. After all, what better goal can we have than to find ways to be fruitful for God in his and be in his service? And this is the point in the lesson where I say that one clear step of progress that you can make tonight is to dedicate or rededicate your life to the service of God. If you're looking at your life and you're seeing that you want to be better, you're not being the best you can be, you want to be over there, come forward and let us know how we can help you get there as we stand and sing song number 43.